We welcome Stephanie Taylor, who gives us her take on being a remote worker at UConn.
I like being a remote worker. I get to sit in my own space, and I like the area that I live in. I live in the Peak District up in the towards the north of the country, so I like that very much. It also gives me the opportunity to work in more specialist fields.
So the upsides of remote working are working in your own space, working on some specialist projects. What about the downside, if there are any at all?
Yeah, it can feel quite out of things. You don't realise till you're a remote worker how much you pick up about an organisation you work in, from going for coffee with people, maybe going for a drink after work, or just chatting, passing someone's desk. I've worked remotely with other places before UConn, and I have to say, without creeping, that UConn technical support is excellent in comparison. I can ring someone up on the technical side, on the support side at UConn, and they will immediately stop and sort me out with my problems if it's a work-threatening thing like lack of email or the internet.
Do you manage to get up to see people at UConn quite often?
Yes, I do. I probably come up. I try and come up round about every couple of months, sort of maybe 6 to 8 weeks apart, sometimes nearer depending on what I'm working on, or if I'm away a lot, if I'm in a conference circuit or off giving workshops a lot, it might be a bit less than that. But it's also nice to come into the office. I think you have the added benefit of being a novelty and a visitor, and you get to go out for cups of tea with lots of people and have a nice chat and catch up. So that's a really good thing to do.
I have heard that there is a champion remote worker at UConn. Is that correct? Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that's true. Marika Guy is the remote workers champion at the moment. I was the first one, and I've now handed over to Marika. The role basically is representing the remote workers in the main groups within UConn. So that's to the management group, and any other meeting that is appropriate to have a remote workers' voice. The remote workers champion will represent the remote workers by bringing questions and being the person that expresses everyone's views. We do quite a lot of correspondence through email or by talking on Skype, instant messaging on Skype, that kind of thing. And then basically you just make sure that anything that's decided, if it has an impact on the remote workers, you put that view forwards, and also just bring up any issues that are specific to remote workers. It's quite a bit of extra work, but it's a lot of fun as well, and it's quite a new area to be involved in. There are a lot of organisations now interested in remote working, and again, I think UConn's quite an overall forward thinking in that way. It's also probably worth mentioning that Marika has a blog that concentrates very much on remote working. And the remote workers of UConn do guest posts on that as well. I think one of the main things that I found, and it's increasing now, is don't be afraid to say if you're applying for a job or you see a position that interests you that you want to be a remote worker. When I first contacted UConn, I wasn't in a position to move to Bath, where UConn is based. I had been a remote worker with a commercial company. I had no idea whether a university organisation would take me in or not, but I decided to give it a go, and it was only afterwards I found out that they're actually very keen on remote workers. Get on the phone and talk to people about it.